22 after the hour. You're listening to Catholic Answers Live. And now we're about to listen to Tricia in San Francisco, California, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio, 1260 AM. Hey, Tricia.
Hi. I had have a question, and it's concerning somebody, a couple I know, so I won't give out names. They've been married. They were married for over 15 years, had children. They separated for 7. One spouse cheated another one. And they had relations before they got married, meaning, you know, they were intimate before they got married. If one of them wanted to get an annulment, would they have any hope for that, considering the circumstances?
Well, there are a couple of things that...
they're both Catholic and married in Catholic Church.
Okay. You mentioned the fact that they lived together, I guess, before they got married?
Correct.
That doesn't seem as though that would be... I mean, that's not an impediment to marriage. If a couple lives together, they can still get married.
Okay.
So that...
What about the cheating?
Well, the cheating... if a valid marriage came into existence on the wedding day, then that cheating would not invalidate it. There's nothing that can invalidate a marriage that is valid on the wedding day.
That's curious, because I remember reading about what Jesus said in the Bible, that he gave Moses divorce because he knew the hardness of people's hearts. But
sure.
Then he said, you know, pretty much the marriage is valid unless... there's some sort of unfaithfulness. I forgot the exact word.
Tricia, you asked a really great question, and I'm glad, because if you didn't, I would have. Except in the case of unchastity, Matthew 19, right, Jim? What does that
that's
mean?
Right. And what Jesus says there, it's depends on the translation of the scriptures, which version you're reading. But if we go back to the Greek, in Matthew's gospel there, the Greek word is porneia. Porneia from the same root of the word we get the word pornography from. And it's an indication that there's something going on that shouldn't be going on. There's some sexual relationship of some sort that shouldn't be going on. So sometimes you'll see this translated generically as unchastity. Sometimes you'll see the translator trying to pinpoint what it is, such as sometimes it'll be...
unfaithfulness.
Adultery or something else. Many scripture scholars believe that Jesus was talking about unchastity between the spouses themselves. In other words, a couple who got married and came together in a conjugal way when that's something that they should never have done. For example, they're too closely related to each other. So it's not chaste for them to be having relations with each other. It's not chaste for them to be married to each other. And that's what is largely recognized as this, that unchastity is not unchastity outside the marriage, it's unchastity within the marriage. So if that's the case, then, you know, we can't just say, lay down a blanket law here and say that, well, if one spouse cheats on the other, that's grounds for a divorce that would then go on and dissolve the marriage, because that's the only place Jesus mentions this, and he seems to mention it to his audience. Matthew seems to bring this out because Matthew's audience is a Jewish audience, and this was a situation that was happening in the Jewish culture at the time, and so it seems to have been brought out in Matthew's gospel, whereas it's not brought out in the other gospels, and Paul doesn't bring it out either. Paul does not list any sort of an exception. Once a marriage is valid and sacramental and consummated, nothing can dissolve that marriage.
I always thought sex sort of symbolizes becoming one with a person. So if somebody's married, they're one with that person, they go out and have multiple partners outside that marriage, aren't they becoming one with these other people and destroying the marriage?
Well, ontologically perhaps, but it does not make a deal breaker for marriage.
It doesn't dissolve the original marriage, no.
Coming up next, more of your questions on Catholic Answers Live, Marriage, Divorce, and Annulment with Jim Blackburn. We'll be right back.